More at rdauthority.org.
I'm Carla Tracy from Davenport, and WVIK is my NPR station.
Microface,
NPR's official superhero. He fights crime, he talks economics. There's one superpower he does not have: being a sustaining member of this station. Here's how.
Just go to WVIK.org and click on the donate button.
I'm Don Wooten, working on the swing shift tonight with two bands organized in tribute to Jerry Mulligan and Dizzy Gillespie. Most of the time on Swing Shift, we hear from organized bands that have been together and playing around the country for quite a while. But tonight we have two occasional bands. They were brought together just to pay tribute to two distinguished musicians, Dizzy Gillespie and, of course, the great Jerry Mulligan. We're going to start with the Dizzy Gillespie Alumni All-Star Big Band, and it is a big one, organized on what I might call the 4-4-5 principle: four trumpets, four trombones, five reeds, and a full rhythm section, piano, guitar, bass, and drums. They were put together by John Faddis, who is himself a trumpeter, so actually there are five in that section. And they performed live at Manchester Craftsmen's Guild in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's to support a Gillespie jazz program. It's a multidiscipline, minority-directed arts and learning center serving the urban community in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm reading this right off the album. In the band are four trumpeters, well, five counting Faddis, but Earl Gardner, Greg Gisbert, Terrell Stafford, and Claudio Roditi. In the saxophone section, James Moody, Jimmy Heath, Frank West, who also does some work on flute along with James Moody, Antonio Hart, and Gary Smullyan. Trombonists are Slide Hampton, there's a big name, Jay Ashby, David Gibson, and Douglas Purveyance. On piano, Renee Rosnes, Marty Ashby, guitar, John Lee bass, and Dennis Mackerel drums. We're going to hear, too, the familiar Gillespie composition, Night in Tunisia, and then Benny Golson's tribute to Clifford Brown, a talented young trumpet player whose life ended very early in an automobile accident. Two selections from the Dizzy Gillespie Alumni All-Star Big Band. Thank you. Generous applause from the crowd at the Manchester Craftsman Guild in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That was a live recording in order to raise money for the MCG Jazz Program. That's a multidiscipline minority-directed arts and learning center serving the urban community of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And alumni of Dizzy Gillespie's band got together for that special performance. James Moody, Jimmy Heath, Frank Wess, Antonio Hart, Gary Smullyan in the saxophone section, reed section, I should say. Four trumpeters in the band, Earl Gardner, Greg Gisbert, Terrell Stafford, who just played that solo on I Remember Clifford, Claudio Roditi, and John Faddis tuned in for A Night in Rhodesia. Four trombones, Slide Hampton, Jay Ashby, David Gibson, Douglas Purveyance, and the rhythm section was Renee Rosnes, piano, Marty Ashby guitar, John Lee bass, and Dennis Mackerel drums. A tribute to Dizzy Gillespie. So a band just organized for a special occasion, as is the next one. It's the Jerry Mulligan All-Star Tribute Band, organized shortly after Jerry's death by Ted Rosenthal, who plays piano and was responsible for the music direction. Lee Konitz on alto, Bob Brookmeyer on bow trombone, long associated with Jerry Mulligan. Randy Brecker only in Mulligan's later years. He plays trumpet. Dean Johnson is on bass, Ron Vincent on drums. Not as big a band as the other, but still very, very good. We're going to hear two Jerry Mulligan originals, Bark for Barksdale and the most famous one, Walkin' Shoes. Thank you. Music of Jerry Mulligan, the unmistakable Walkin' Shoes. That was preceded by Bark for Barksdale. And this is from the Jerry Mulligan All-Star Tribute Band, formed quickly after Jerry Mulligan's death by Ted Rosenthal, who played piano, Lee Konitz on alto, Bob Brookmeyer valve trombone, and Randy Brecker on trumpet, all of whom had played with Jerry at some point in his career. Dean Johnson was on bass and Ron Vincent on drums. Our other tribute band was done not in as a funereal tribute. Dizzy Gillespie was very much alive when he got involved in this charity in Pittsburgh, and a group of his friends, people who had performed in his band, got together to play and raise some money. It's a big band. The group we heard before, I don't know if you'd call it a band. It had a rhythm section and a front line, but only three in each. But this is a big, big band here. Let's see. 5, 10, 14, 18 people involved. We're going to hear, first of all, a Dizzy Gillespie tune called Eminon. Eminon, what is that? Well, spell it backwards, and it's no name. And then we'll follow that with a Thelonious Monk tribute, Round Midnight. In Eminon, you'll hear the pianist Rene Rosnes on a solo, along with Jay Ashby, trombone, John Faddis, trumpet, he organized the group, and James Moody on tenor. In Round Midnight, Faddis on trumpet again with Frank West on alto, Marty Ashby guitar, Dave Gibson trombone, and then Jay Ashby on trombone. The Dizzy Gillespie Alumni All-Star Band. Very nice. Dizzy Gillespie All-Star Alumni Band and a live performance for one of Dizzy's favorite charities. We just heard Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight, the soloist John Faddis on trumpet, Frank West alto, Dave Gibson trombone, Marty Ashby guitar, and Jay Ashby also on trombone. On Eminon, which is no name backwards, a Gillespie original, Rene Rosnes, piano, Jay Ashby again on trombone, Faddis on trumpet, and James Moody on tenor sax. I'm going to close now with the Jerry Mulligan All-Star Tribute Band. Tonight on Swing Shift, we've just had tribute bands, bands formed for a special occasion. This was on the death of Jerry Mulligan. People who had worked with him, Lee Konitz, alto sax, Bob Brookmeyer, valve trombone, their longtime friends. Randy Brecker on trumpet had played with Mulligan toward the end of his career. Ted Rosenthal played piano. He was the music director, Dean Johnson on bass, and Ron Vinson on drums. We're going to go to one of several tunes that Mulligan created. As a matter of fact, the album, which is called simply Thank You, Jerry, it's on the Arcadia label, consists mostly of his compositions, along with a couple of things like My Funny Valentine and Moonlight in Vermont, tunes with which Jerry Mulligan was closely associated. Well, with that, let's get to our final selection. The Jerry Mulligan All-Star Tribute Band, only six people, in Jerry Mulligan's Festive Minor. Thank you. Jerry Mulligan's Festive Minor, played by the Jerry Mulligan All-Star Tribute Band, Lee Konitz, Bob Brookmeyer, Randy Brecker, Ted Rosenthal, Dean Johnson, and Ron Vincent. Formed on the occasion of Mulligan's death to pay tribute to him by playing a number of his selections. We also heard a tribute band, the Dizzy Gillespie All-Stars, playing to raise money for a favorite charity of Dizzy Gillespie's. And that's our swing shift featuring tribute bands tonight. A little departure from the regular fare, but we'll be back with more of the usual. I'm Don Wooten. Swing Shift is produced by Media Consultants Limited for Augustana Public Radio. See you next time.